This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. It was a sad weekend for employees and loyal customers of Bed Bath & Beyond. After months of speculation about its fate, the retail chain officially filed for bankruptcy. Struggles with e-commerce and the pandemic proved too much for the once ubiquitous staple of suburban shopping malls. Barring an unlikely rescue, the company says it'll begin closing its 360 locations across the country, which got Marketplace's Matt Levin wondering, who's going to move into all those big, boxy storefronts?
Bed Bath & Beyond apparently didn't have enough demand for high thread count sheets or kitschy welcome mats. But demand for their retail space may be pretty high. Ermengarde jabbers with Moody's Analytics.
Strip malls in prime suburban locations are actually doing remarkably well.
This actually gives these retail landlords the opportunity to potentially raise the rent a little bit.
Retail vacancy rates in most markets are actually lower than they were before the pandemic, according to the commercial real estate firm JLL, a Marketplace underwriter. While companies may be ghosting office space, their workers are showing up in real life to buy actual everyday stuff, especially stuff that stretches their dollar. Naveen Jaggi is with JLL.
Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Dollar General, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree.
Jaggi says over the last decade, discount stores have gobbled up the territory formerly occupied by the David's Bridals and Bed Baths of the world, a.k.a. the declining retail middle class. And inflation has accelerated that trend.
The U.S. consumer has only so many dollars to spend. And if they're going to go spend it, they want to get as much for their bang for their buck as they can.
If those empty Bed Baths are replaced by one of those stores with dollar in their name, that could present some problems for the Barnes & Noble or Old Navy next door. Joe Goodman is a marketing professor at Ohio State.
I don't want to make anyone upset at Dollar General, but you do want to be next to stores that have similar customers to you.
Although Goodman says most neighbors are typically better than an empty storefront, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.